I have to come in late because we're doing some works in the building I have. So I have to wait till the people doing it, till they are done. Yeah, so that there won't be any distractions. Yeah. Sorry for that. So we're going to start this. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace. All the best. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful things you have released into our lives. Thank you for mighty your things you have done through our prayers. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing us with every spiritual blessing that are in you and in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for also blessing us with peaceful helpless that we need to fulfill our callings and destinies in the earth. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your interventions that we have received in those areas in our lives where we needed your help. Thank you for stepping into to help us and to solve our problems. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible for us. Thank you for a glorious future you have set ahead of us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those things that are stopped moving in our lives, that you have commanded to move forward. Thank you for the connections you are doing in our lives at the moment. Thank you for how you are connecting us to the right that we need to rise in life and destiny. We thank you for the opportunities you send into our lives. Thank you for new platforms you are positioning us to fulfill your purposes in the earth. Forever in Jesus' name. Yeah. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in this ministry. We thank you for your visitations we are experiencing and receiving in this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for your glory that has covered our lives. Thank you for your presence that has filled the lives of everyone in this ministry. Thank you for your hand that is stretched forth to do great wonders for us. Thank you for this fasting journey, how you have helped us since the day one of the fasting to now. Thank you for how you have helped us to fast and to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I ask that as we would be having another prayer session right here tonight, I ask, O Lord, that you have your way among us. I ask, Father, that you strengthen us to pray and to prevail through prayers in the name of Jesus. I ask, O God, that you open your heavens over this prayer session, and whatsoever we bind right here, that they remain bound, and that whatsoever we lose right here, remain loosed Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. I bind every spirit of distraction right there where you are that might want to stop you from being focused on the Lord during this prayer session right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that the Lord is here for you. The Lord is here to touch you, to help you, and to perform his operations in your life. Yeah, I hope you can hear my voice. I saw someone said my voice is low. I hope you can hear my voice now. Yeah, we're going to start with worship songs. Then we will go into the prayers. Okay? Yeah, we'll go into the prayers thereafter. Is able abundantly able to deliver and to save. Our God is able abundantly able to deliver those who trust in him. Is able, is able, abundantly able to deliver, to deliver, and to save, and to save. The Lord is able, abundantly able, to deliver, to deliver those who trust in him. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. Glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. We give thee all the glory. We give thee honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you honor. Oh Lord, we give you all the glory for your mercies. We give you honor for your goodness. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. All to the Lord be the glory. Great is He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Great things He will do. All to the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Great things He will do. All to the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What is the Lamb that was slain? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Glorify Him. Exalt Him. worship him. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the King of kings. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the I am that I am. The Lord who was and is and is to come. The maker of the whole universe. The controller of the whole universe. The first and the last. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Father, we worship you. Ancient of days, we worship you. There is none like you, Father. You are highly exalted, far above kingdoms, far above thrones, far above every height. You are highly exalted, far above powers and principalities. There is none like you, Father. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Ancient of days, we worship you. Mighty Savior, we worship you. Mighty healer. Mighty deliverer. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You created all things. And by you, all things are held together. We worship you, Jesus. You are the God that reverses irreversible things. You solve unsolvable things. You solve difficult problems. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You do impossible things because you are the Almighty. We worship you, Father. You are our Redeemer. You are our Helper. You are our Savior. You are our salvation. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You are highly exalted. You are highly lifted. We praise you, Lord. There is no end to your dominion. There is no end to your power. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your authority. You are unlimited. Your glory is unlimited. Your power is unlimited. Your strength is unlimited. We worship you, Ancient of Days. There is none like you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Lord. You are all that we have. All that we have in heaven, all that we have on earth, is you, Lord Jesus. You are the answer to our problems. Everything we need is inside of you. Everything we will need is inside of you. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Lord Jesus, we magnify you. Be exalted forever. You have brightened up our lives. You have uprooted darkness from our lives. You have filled our hearts with joy. You have filled our hearts with peace, with unspeakable joy. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I will try as much as possible to speak loud because rain is falling right here, right now. Yeah, you're going to pray this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your steadfast love.
Thank you for your unlimited love for my life. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your steadfast love for me. Thank you for your unlimited love for me. Despite my unfaithfulness, you still love me. Despite many errors I have committed, many sins I have committed, you still love me. Despite my disobedience, you still love me. Despite my imperfections, you still love me. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your love for my life. Thank you because you have not withheld your blessings from my life. You have not withheld your favor from my life. You have not withheld your blessings. You have not withheld your favor from my life. Because you love me so much, thank you, Father, for your love for my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, thank you for your love for my life. Thank you for your love for my life. You care for me so much because you love me. You strengthen me because you love me. You empower me because you love me. You fight my battles because you love me. You answer my prayers because you love me. You are changing my life into something glorious because you love me. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for your steadfast love. Ancient of Days, thank you. King of Glory, thank you. You have not forsaken me because you love me. You have not failed me because you love me. Thank you for your love. 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 You protect me because you love me. You provide for me because you love me. You have terminated shame in my life because you love me. You meet me at the point of my needs because you love me. You have not allowed the enemy to succeed over my life because you love me. Thank you, Jesus, for your love for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your love for my life. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, let your hand touch my hand. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, let your hand touch my hand and break every captivity of darkness in my life into pieces. Let your hand touch my hand and let my captivities be destroyed. Let your hand touch my hand and let chains of darkness binding me be destroyed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your hand touch my hand. 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 Raise up your right hand and say, Father, let your hand touch my hand. And let every captivity of darkness in my life be destroyed. Let captivities of darkness be broken. Let my slavery be destroyed. Let my oppressions be destroyed. Let my deliverance happen. Oh Lord, let your hand touch my hand. Let your hand touch my hand. Let every chain of slavery binding my life be broken in pieces. Let my captivities be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, let your hand touch my hand. Let every captivity of darkness prevailing over my life be destroyed. Let every captivity of darkness that have enslaved my body, soul, and spirit be destroyed. Thank you, Lord. Let your hand touch my hand. Let every captivity of darkness that has captured my calling and destiny be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your hand touch my hand. Let every captivity of darkness that has captured my health be destroyed. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your hand touch my hand. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that Jesus ascended into heaven and he gave gifts to men. Jesus ascended high. He went high into heaven. And he sat at the right hand of God in glory. And then he released gifts. He released gifts, spiritual gifts. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release every spiritual gift that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny. Lord Jesus, release them into my life right now. Release them into my life right now. Jesus is the giver of spiritual gifts. They begin to pray, say, Lord Jesus, every spiritual gift that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny, release them into my life right now. Oh, Lord Jesus, all the gifts of the Spirit, they are inside of you. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit are inside of you. They are in your hands. Lord Jesus, release into my life every spiritual gift that I need to fulfill my divine assignment on earth. Every spiritual gift that I need to fulfill your purposes on earth. To fulfill my calling and destiny. Lord Jesus, release them now. Release them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, release them. Lord Jesus, release them. Lord Jesus, release them. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Release them into my life. Release them into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We are free. Amen. Yeah, we have 12 more prayer points. And then we will round up the session. Yeah, we have 12 more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, I think we prayed this prayer yesterday, but the Spirit of God wants us to pray it again. You're going to pray like that. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God terminate every witchcraft and sorcery that has been done to stop favor from entering into my life, to block favor out of my life. Let the power of God terminate them now. Every witchcraft, magic, sorcery, divination, spell that has been done to block favor out of my life, let the power of God terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God terminate them. Let the power of God terminate them. Every witchcraft that has been done into the atmosphere, every witchcraft that has been done under the ground, buried in the ground, every witchcraft that has been done on the trees, every witchcraft that has been done on satanic and demonic altars to block favor out of my life, let the power of God destroy them now. Let the power of God render them impotent. Let the power of God render them impotent. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft and divination and sorcery and magic that has been done to block favor and help out of my life and destiny, let the power of God terminate them. Let the power of God terminate them. Thank you, Lord. Let the power of God render them impotent. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 11 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands on me. And let your transformation happen in my life. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands on me. And let the transformation you want for my life happen. Let the change you want for my life happen. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord of hosts, lay your hands on me. Oh Lord of hosts, lay your hands on me. Oh Ancient of Days, lay your hands on me. And let the transformation you want for my life happen instantly. Let the transformation you want for my body, soul, and spirit happen instantly. Let the transformation you want for my calling and destiny happen instantly. Lay your hands on me, O Lord. Lay your hands on me, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. O God of Israel, lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me, O Lord. Let the change you want for my life happen now. Let the change you want for my life happen now. Let the change you want for my destiny happen now. Let the change you want for my calling and career and marriage happen now. Oh Lord of hosts, lay your hands on me. Oh Lord of hosts, lay your hands on me. Command the change you want for my life to happen to me now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 10 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, enter into my life and begin to expose and solve every mystery of darkness that is limiting my life and destiny. They're going to say, Father, enter into my life expose and solve every mystery of darkness, limiting my manifestation in destiny. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, enter into my life. Father, enter into my life. Expose and solve every mystery of darkness that is limiting my destiny manifestation. Every mystery of darkness limiting my calling manifestation. Oh Lord, enter into my life. You are the revealer of secrets. And you are the one that can solve unsolvable things. Oh Lord of hosts, enter into my life. Enter into my life. Begin to expose every mystery of darkness, secrets of darkness that has limited my manifestation and destiny. Oh Lord, enter into my life. Expose them. Solve them. Expose them. Solve them. Mysteries of darkness. Mysteries of ancestral evils. Mysteries of ancestral covenants. Mysteries of Satan and demons that is limiting my manifestation in destiny. Oh Lord, begin to expose them. Begin to solve them. Every mystery of darkness that is behind my struggle in life. Every mystery of darkness behind my captivity. Behind my oppression, behind my poverty. Oh Lord of hosts, enter into my life and begin to expose those mysteries. Begin to expose and explain and solve them. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, enter into my life as a great light. Expose those mysteries of darkness. Explain and solve them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 9 more prayer points. You are going to raise up your right hand. And you are going to pray like this. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God. And destroy every darkness following my life, making achievement of good things difficult. Every darkness following my life, making achievement of good things, performance of good things difficult for me. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, let fire fall from the throne of God in heaven. Let fire fall from the throne of God in heaven and destroy presence of darkness, powers of darkness, making the achievement of good things difficult. Making it difficult for me to achieve good things. Making it difficult for me to do good things. Let the fire of God consume them now. Let the fire of God consume them now. Every presence of darkness in my life, in my environment. Every power of darkness in my life and environment. Every agent of darkness in my life and environment that is making the manifestation of good things difficult. Let the fire of God fall upon them and consume them. Let the fire of God fall upon them and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, presence of darkness, powers of darkness, agents of darkness, making good things difficult for me to achieve, making good things difficult for them to appear in my life. Let the fire of God consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. Yeah, we have eight more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You need to understand that the enemy can put things in people's the enemy can put their objects in people's bodies. You might not see it, you know, just as a surgeon, a doctor that is a surgeon, can cut open the human body, yeah, to perform operations there. Even the same way, agents of Satan, agents of darkness, can cut people's body open and put things inside. And you might not know when they do that. Maybe you have slept when they do that. The Bible says that when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the weeds. Yeah, so you don't know what they might have put in your body that does, you know, that is not part of your body. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God push out or expel from my body, from my soul, from my spirit, every demonic object, a satanic object that has been placed in my body, soul, and spirit. Let the fire of God expel them. Let the fire of God push them out right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head. Begin to say, fire of God, push out every demonic object, every satanic object that has been placed in my spirit, soul, and body. Fire of God, push them out, expel them. My body is the temple of God. My body is not a temple for demonic objects. My body is not a temple for witchcraft objects. My body is not a temple for witchcraft instruments. Let the fire of God push them out. Let the fire of God push them out. Thank you, Lord. Every object that has been placed in my body, that has been inserted into my body by witchcraft, let the fire of God push them out. Thank you, Lord. Whether they are visible or invisible, every object, physical or spiritual, that has been inserted into my body by darkness, by agents of darkness, let the fire of God push them out. Let the fire of God push them out. Thank you, Father. Right now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost push them out of my spirit. Push them out of my soul. Push them out of my body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. I saw the raging of, you know how the sea used to move. The movement of the sea before. You know that the sea is unstable. River is stable. Sea, S-E-A, is unstable. Yeah, so I saw like forces of darkness coming like a sea. You know how storm rage, like a raging storm. Yeah, like when the seed is coming with force. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that is what I saw. And then you know that the Bible says that when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against them. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Spirit of God, let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against every rage of darkness that is coming against my life to destroy my life. Every rage of darkness coming like a sea to destroy my life. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against them. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against them. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against every raging sea of darkness. Every raging flood of darkness. Every raging wind and storm of darkness coming against my life to destroy my life. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit rise against them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the fire of God rise against them. Every force of darkness coming against my life like a sea. Every raging sea of darkness. Every raging storm of darkness coming to destroy my life. Coming to destroy my calling and destiny. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against them. Continue to pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against them. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against them. Every raging flood of darkness, every raging sea of darkness, every raging storm of darkness coming at my life to destroy my life, to crush me, let the fire of the Holy Spirit stand against them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You are going to pray? You are going to pray like this. You are going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every weakness in me that is making me tired, that makes me get tired when I am to do good. I don't know how to put it. Like when you have to take some actions that are very relevant to your destiny, some actions that are very relevant to your calling, to your purpose in life, then you just suddenly get tired. Yeah, it is not normal. Yeah, it's not normal. Why is it that it is at that point you are doing something relevant to your destiny? Why is it at that time you get tired? It is not normal. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every weakness in me that makes me tired when I am to do good, when I am to do things that are relevant to my progress, things that are relevant to my fulfillment in life and destiny. fire of God destroy that weakness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Hashem again Tesuzia. Mahati Demeshinada. Hakti Jesusashanada. Hindia Kashida. Right now, fire of God, destroy every weakness that is making me get tired. At the point of doing good, at the point of doing what relevant things in life and destiny. Fire above, destroy that weakness. Destroy that weakness. Destroy that weakness. Every weakness in my blood. Every weakness in my bones. Every weakness in my spirit and soul. In my body. That is making me tired. When I'm about to do the will of the Lord. When I'm about to do what is right in the sight of God. When I'm about to do what will move my life and destiny forward. When I'm about to do what will help me fulfill my calling and destiny. Fire of God, destroy that weakness now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy the weakness. Destroy the weakness. I refuse to be tired at the point of usefulness in destiny. I refuse to be tired at the point of usefulness in God's purpose. I refuse to be tired. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, open every door the enemy has closed against my present progress. Every door the enemy has closed against my present success and prosperity. Oh, Lord of hosts, open them now. Open them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Father, open every door the enemy has closed against my present success, against my present breakthroughs, against my present promotion, Every door the enemy has closed against my present elevation, against my present success. Oh God of heaven and the earth, oh God of all flesh, open them now. Open them now. Open them now. Open them now. I believe you're praying like that. Open them right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, open them now. Open them now. In the name of Jesus, open them. Thank you, Lord. Doors that has been closed by witchcraft against my present progress, open now by the hand of the Lord. Open now by the mighty hand of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, enforce justice. Enforce justice for me in every place where my right has been stolen and withdrawn from me. enforce justice for me. You are the God of vengeance. You said in your word, you said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. Father, by your mighty hand, enforce justice for me. In every place, in every realm, my right, enforce justice for me. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pray. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, enforce justice for me. Enforce justice for me. Enforce justice for me. Command justice for me. In every place, in every realm, where my right has been withdrawn from me. Oh, Lord of hosts, oh, God of vengeance, enforce justice for me now. In the name of Jesus. In the courtrooms of darkness, and in the courtrooms of this world, oh Lord, enforce justice for me now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, enforce justice for me till my right is given to me. In the name of Jesus, in every place on earth where my right has been withdrawn from me, appear right there and enforce justice for me, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray three more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I think we have prayed this prayer maybe yesterday or the day before. You're going to pray it again. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, separate from my life every stranger that has joined me, every stranger that is connected with my life, stopping me from entering into my promised land. Whoever has stepped into my life, whoever is in my life, whoever I am connected to, that is the reason why I have not entered into my promised land. Oh Lord, remove them from my life. Begin to pray like that. Remove them, oh Lord. Remove them, oh Lord. Remove them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, every stranger, every person that has stepped into the journey of my life and is the reason I have not enter into my promised land. Oh Lord, remove them from my life. Separate me from them. Whether it's a relative or a friend or a family member or a neighbor, whoever that have joined my life or that is in my life and is the reason I have not entered into my promised land. Lord, let there be separation there. Let there be separation. Thank you, Lord. Remove such people. Remove such persons from my life. In the name of Jesus, let there be separation, oh God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me access to your weapons of war for manifestation of victories in every battle that I fight. Lord, give me access to your weapons in heaven. Give me access to your heavenly weapons so that I may win every battle that confronts me. Say, Father, give me access to your divine weapons that I may win every battle that I fight. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me access. Give me access. Give me access. Thank you, Lord. Give me access to your weapons of war. Give me access to your divine weapons that I may win every battle that confronts my life and destiny. Oh, Lord, give me access. Thank you, Lord. Now, you need to know that the weapon, there are weapons in heaven, and having them makes victory sure, makes your victory sure. Having access to these weapons that are in the kingdom of God makes your victory sure in the battles of life. So, Lord, give me access to your weapons, so that I may win every battle that confronts my life. Give me access to your weapons. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Connect me with your heavenly weapons that I will use to conquer battles, that I will use to conquer every witchcraft, that I will use to conquer every kingdom of darkness. Connect me, O God, with your heavenly weapons. Connect my spirit with your heavenly weapons. Connect my spirit, thank you, Lord, with your heavenly weapons. Connect my spirit, O God, with your heavenly weapons, that I may conquer kingdoms of darkness, that I may conquer kingdoms of hell, that I may conquer forces of darkness, forces of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, connect me, O God, with all your heavenly weapons. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray the last prayer point. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let your glory sit on my head. You could say, Father, let your glory sit on my head. Or you can put it this way, let your glory sit on my head and take over everything in my life. Let your glory sit on me and take over everything in my life, everything in my environment, everything in my career, everything in my life, calling and destiny. Let your glory rest on me and take over everything in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let your glory sit on my head. Let your glory sit on my head and take over everything in my life. And take over everything in my environment. And take over everything in my career. And take over everything in my calling. Everything in my career. Everything in my home. In my family. Let your glory sit on me and cover everything of my life. Let your glory sit on me, thank you, Lord. And cover everything in my life. Let your glory sit on me and take over everything in my life. In the name of Jesus, let your glory sit on me. Let your glory sit on my head. Let your glory sit on my head and take over everything in my life and subdue everything in my life. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray those thoughts. Let your glory sit on me. Let your glory sit on me and swallow up everything in my life. Let your glory, oh Lord, sit on me. Let your glory sit on me and take over everything in my environment. Let your glory sit on me. Hashiyetekudela. Teto jisa sashana dagara dijara. Masha jeka kiyande tashdera. Lelejenea sashasababara. Thank you, Lord. I believe your prayer. Let your glory sit on my head and take over everything and everyone in my life. Let your glory sit on my head and take over everything and everyone in my environment. Let your glory sit on me and subdue everything in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here and I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, we worship you. Lord of hosts, we praise you. Miracle worker, mountain mover, way maker, lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, King of the universe, controller of the heavens and earth and the underworld. We bless your holy name, for you are great. You are greater than all. You are stronger than all. You are mightier than all. We worship you, Father. There is nothing you cannot do. Hallelujah. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. I pray for as many of you that are hearing my voice right now, that right there where you are, the power of God shall touch you right there where you are. In the name of Jesus, right there where you are, the fire of God shall touch you. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right there where you are, there shall be manifestations of great miracles, great signs, great wonders by the hand of God. Signs and wonders that every eye will see and will say, only God can do this. Let it begin now in your life. Let it begin now in your environment. Let it begin now in your marriage, in your home, in your career. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders. Now, in the name of Jesus, every wall of barrier, every wall that is standing between you and your blessings, between you and your joy, between you and your promotion and elevation, I decree that wall is broken in pieces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the angels of God with hammer break those walls in pieces now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that henceforth your life shall be under open heavens. Your prayers shall be answered. Your prayers shall be answered. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Whatever has been slowing you down has been removed. Whatever has been slowing down your progress have just been removed by the hand of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we are going to stop here. And we will continue tomorrow by God's grace. Yeah, we will continue tomorrow. Yeah.